Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
I believe Jesus Christ is the only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And I had just realized in the middle of the creed that I got them out of order and decided to stick with it that way. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. O God, whose mercies are without number and whose treasure of goodness is infinite, graciously increase the faith of the people consecrated to you, that all may grasp and rightly understand by whose love they have been created, through whose blood they have been redeemed, and by whose spirit they have been reborn. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And this comes from the Roman Missal, Votive Mass of the Mercy of God. And I like using that one on Sundays. I just think it's very special and very pretty. So I want to talk first about what's going on around the channel, because the saint of the day is Saint Thomas Aquinas, and it's going to take a while to cover him. So on Monday, Luke is going to be covering part 4 on the Gospel of John, and I have found parts 1, 2, and 3 to be absolutely amazing and mesmerizing. I can't thrust enough special parts 1, 2, and 3 of the Gospel of John have been. I mean, it's really making the Gospel of John come alive. And that's on Monday night, which is tomorrow night, at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, and I'll be tuning in live. And then on Friday morning at 8, 7 Central, on Catholic Ken, Ken will cover Bible history. He did it as a two-part episode before, but he's going to edit it down to a one-hour show, and he's also going to do the video for it as well. So you can watch him on Facebook Live. You can listen to him on Blog Talk Radio. You can do both. And then on Saturday at noon on Burnt Toast and Coffee, and that's noon Eastern, William is going to cover the two creation accounts in Genesis. Again, I'm going to tune in for that show for certain, because William's shows are amazing. And I'm going to tune into Ken's show, because Ken's show is amazing. And then on Saturday evening at 7 Eastern, which is 6 Central, Lisa Marie Nicole, the Catholic version of Stryfer, is going to have an interview with Michael Chauncey, who is her musician, and he runs a recording studio down by where she lives. And so she's going to be doing that on Can For God podcast, which you can listen to here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can watch it on her YouTube channel, or you can do both. You can always catch it after the broadcast right here at blogtalkradio.com/the4persons. That's blog, B-L-O-G, talk, T-A-L-K, radio, R-A-D-I-O, .com, C-O-M, /the4persons, P-E-R-S-O-N-S, and hit enter, and you're going to go right to where all of our archived shows are kept, and you can listen to any of our shows that you want to. So I highly recommend that you do so and catch up on the back episodes that you've missed. I've been going through Luke's old episodes and listening to his episodes on the Gospel of Matthew, which I'm also finding to be quite amazing and interesting, and I'm really enjoying them. So there's that. Now let's talk about one of my favorite saints, and that's St. Thomas Aquinas. He lived from 1225 to 1274. In fact, well, we don't know his birthday or the day he died, do we? So Thomas Aquinas was born into a wealthy and noble family in Aquino, Italy. He was the pious son of a count, and a lucrative future was planned for him. When Thomas set off to enter into the newly founded Dominican order to be a poor mendicant friar, his mother held him prison in the family castle in order to dissuade him. His brothers tried to destroy his purity and thus his vocation by tempting him with a prostitute. However, Thomas resisted and turned to God for help. As a result, angels were sent to guard and preserve his chastity. This long ordeal only strengthened his vocation, and eventually he escaped and joined the Dominicans. He was ordained to the priesthood and went on to become a famed professor and prolific writer. His works remain immensely influential in both philosophy and theology, the most famous being his Summa Theologica, which if you have not read, I highly recommend it. When you first start it, it's going to be a little confusing, especially with the language and the translation, but I promise it'll come together for you. But he also wrote multiple papers, and he has been upheld as the model of a systematic Catholic education. St. Thomas Aquinas is the foremost doctor of the church, known as the angelic doctor, for his purity of mind and body and remarkable intelligence. St. Thomas Aquinas is the patron of schools and universities, students, philosophers, theologians, apologists, academics, and chastity. And of course, his feast day is today, January 29th. And this reading about St. Thomas Aquinas comes from morningoffering.com. That's morningoffering, morningoffering.com, which is a great, great, great Catholic website. And I highly recommend that you use it. It's got links to Bible verses for the day, the liturgy of the hours, and I highly recommend that you make a Lenten resolution, not a sacrifice, but a promise to God to get closer to him by using the resources on morningoffering.com. I'm not a big one for sacrifices anymore. I'm more for doing things more for God. And something that I'm going to do for God this year is I'm going to pray the Liturgy of the Hours all six times a day. So let's talk about St. Thomas Aquinas from Catholic.org. So he's believed to have been born in the castle of Rocca Secca in the old country of the Kingdom of Sicily, which is now known as the Lazio region of Italy, in 1225. His parents were well off, but as the youngest son, he was expected to enter the monastery. At 5 years old, Thomas began his education at Monte Cassino, where he remained until the military conflict between Emperor Frederick II and Pope Gregory IX reached the abbey. He was then transferred and enrolled at the Studium Generale in Naples. It is believed that Thomas was introduced to his philosophical influences, Aristotle, Averroes, Mamanides, at the university, where he also met John of St. Julian, a Dominican preacher who influenced him to join the recently founded Dominican order. And of course, that was founded by St. Dominic, and I think we talked about him not long ago. When Thomas's family learned of his decision, his mother, Theodora, arranged for him to be moved to Paris. When Thomas was traveling to Rome, his brothers captured him and returned him to their parents' home at the castle of Monte San Giovanni Campano. Thomas was held captive in the castle for 1 year as his family tried to keep him from joining the Dominican order. In the year he was held, Thomas tutored his sisters and communicated with members of the Dominican order. In an effort to change Thomas's mind, two of his brothers hired a prostitute to seduce him. The legends claim Thomas drove her off with a fire iron. That night, two angels appeared to him in a dream and strengthened his resolve to remain celibate. When Theodora realized she could not sway her son, She tried to preserve the family name by arranging for his escape through a window. She believed a secret escape was better than appearing to accept his decision. Following his escape in 1224, Thomas turned to Naples, then to Rome, and met the Master General of the Dominican Order, Johannes von Wildenhausen. The next year, Thomas went to study at the Faculty of the Arts of the University of Paris, where it is believed he met Dominican scholar Albertus Mangus, the chair of theology at the College of St. James. In 1248, Thomas chose to follow Mangus into the new Studium Generale at Cologne rather than accepting Pope Innocent IV's offer to appoint him abbot of Monte Cassino as a Dominican. Though Thomas hesitated, when they reached the university, Mangus appointed him Magister Studentium, which means the Master of Students. Thomas was quiet and seldom spoke at the university, leading other students to believe he was mentally delayed. But Mangus prophetically said, "You can call him the dumb ox, but in his teaching he will one day produce such a bellowing that it will be heard throughout the world." Following the conclusion of his education, Thomas taught in Cologne as an apprentice professor and instructed students on the books of the Old Testament. It was during this time he wrote To Super Isaiam ad Literum, Postula Super Lorenium, and Pastil Super Therios. In 1252, Thomas returned to Paris to earn his master's degree in theology. Sorry, I had to take a drink there. As an apprentice professor, he lectured on the Bible and devoted his final 3 years of his education to Peter Lombard's Sentences. Thomas composed a commentary on Sentences titled Libros Sententiarum and wrote De Ente et Essentia. The spring of 1256 saw Thomas appointed regent master in theology at Paris, and one of his first works after assuming the office was Contra Impugnantes Dei Culturam et Religionem, in defense of mendicant orders which William of St. Amour had been attacking. Between 1256 to 1259, Thomas spent his tenure writing several books, such as Questiones Disputatae de Veritate, Questiones Quod Libiates, Exposito Super Librum Boethi de Trinitate, and Exposito Super Librum Boethi de Hebdomadibus. At the conclusion of his regency, Thomas was in the process of writing one of his most famous works, Summa Contra Gentiles. In 1259, Thomas completed his first regency and returned to Naples, where he was appointed general preacher. In September 1261, he was asked to lecture in Orvieto, and during his stay, he finished Summa Contra Gentiles, as well as Catena Aurea and Contra Errores Graecorum. In 1265, Thomas was summoned to Rome to serve as the papal theologian and was later ordered by the Dominican chapter of Agani to teach at the Studium Conventuale, which was the first school to teach the full range of philosophical subjects of both moral and natural natures. While teaching, Thomas wrote his most famous work, Summa Theologiae, Summa Theologiae, which he believed was particularly useful to beginning students because a doctor of Catholic truth ought not only teach the proficient, but to him pertains also to instruct beginners. He continued to write and released several more books until 1268, when he was called to Paris for a second teaching regency. He was named regent master again and stayed until 1272. During this time, he wrote De Virtutibus de Aestheritiae Mundi. At the conclusion of his regency, the Dominicans called Thomas to establish a university wherever he wanted with a staff of whomever he wished. He established the university in Naples and took the regent master post. In 1273, Thomas was seen by the sacristan Domeric of Caserta to be crying and levitating in prayer before an icon of the crucified Christ at the Dominican convent of Naples in the chapel of St. Nicholas. During this prayer, Christ is said to have told him, "You have written well of me, Thomas. What reward would you have for your labor?" Thomas replied, "Nothing but you, Lord." Following this exchange, something happened, but Thomas never wrote or spoke of it. He abandoned his routine and, when begged to return to work, replied, "I cannot because all that I have written seems like straw to me." In May of 1274, Thomas was called to the Second Council of Lyon, where his works for Pope Urban IV would be presented. While journeying to the meeting, Thomas hit his head on a branch of a fallen tree and fell ill. He was escorted to Monte Cassino to recover. Then he set out again. Unfortunately, he became ill once again and stopped at the Cistercian Fossanova Abbey, where the monks cared for him several days. He received his last rites and prayed, "I receive thee, ransom of my soul. For love of thee, I studied and kept vigil, foiled, preached, and taught." Thomas died on March 7, 1274, during a commentary on the Song of Songs. Thomas's remains were placed in the Church of Jacobins in Toulouse on January 28, 1369. It is not known who beatified Thomas, but on July 18, 1323, Pope John XXII canonized him. His original feast day was March 7th, the date of his death, but because the date often falls within Lent, in 1969, a revision of the Roman calendar changed his feast day to January 28th, the date his relics were moved to Toulouse. Pope Pius V declared St. Thomas a doctor of the church. St. Thomas was the most brilliant light of the church. So we're going to read the student's prayer by St. Thomas, and I know we're running over, and I'm sorry. Come, Holy Spirit, divine creator, the source of light and fountain of wisdom, pour forth your brilliance upon my dense intellect. Dissipate the darkness which covers me, that of sin and of ignorance. Grant me a penetrating mind to understand, a retentive memory, method and ease in learning, the lucidity to comprehend, and abundant grace in expressing myself. Guide the beginning of my work, direct its progress, and bring it to a successful completion. This I ask through Jesus Christ, true God and true man, living and reigning with you and the Father forever and ever. Amen. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us. St. Dominic, pray for us. And even though I know we're running over, you can stream this later, we're going to go ahead and pray the three Hail Marys Novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the particular special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that would be the special intentions of everyone listening and participating today. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seed of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessities. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mother Mary, Virgin Mother of Jesus Christ, pray for us. And friends, I'd like to ask you to join me in one more prayer, and that is a Latin Hail Mary for a friend of mine who is in the hospital here in Gadsden. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Okay, friends, we've run over, and I apologize for that. I will see you at 3:30 Eastern Time tomorrow, right here. And until then, I want you to have a blessed rest of your Sunday and a great Monday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.